White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 21, 1905. Dear son Edson, I will send this letter to Walla Walla, hoping that it will reach you there. I am anxious about you. When Doris told me that you spoke for so long a time in Healdsburg and that you were very hoarse, I feared for your health. I wish to say, be careful of your words and do not wear yourself out so that you will be used up when you reach Nashville. I have cautions to give you. Do not speak words that will disparage brethren Prescott and Daniels. Let your words be well chosen. Nothing will hurt your influence more than for you to speak as if the present administration were to blame for diverting means into the wrong channel. This will react on you and will be displeasing to God. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. The light given me is that by accusing those bearing responsibilities, you will, in the end, hedge up your own way. Be a man of sound judgment. Make no breach between you and your brethren. By criticizing and condemning, you will make of no effect the testimonies of the Spirit of God given to your mother. I hope that you will bear this warning in mind. Do not leave behind you the record of a mischief maker. If you speak unwisely, those who hear you will suppose that you voice my mind and express my opinions. Please be guarded, for all that you say will be reported. As you visit the churches, do not, for Christ's sake, in this perilous time, criticize others. Do not seek to disparage the general conference or to judge any man. Do not speak words that will leave a wrong impression on the minds of any regarding your brethren who have been appointed to do a special work for this time. We must keep a clean record. The light given me by the Lord is that we are all to stand shoulder to shoulder, united as brethren, under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. There is need that a thorough work be done in your heart and mind day by day, else you will make a record that will be to your disadvantage. And again, be guarded, for unless you are, words will be reported as having been spoken by you, which will place you in a strange light. Constantly preserve nobility of soul and the sweetness and grace of Christ. I want to publish an account of your labors in the South, but you will kill this book if you do not move discreetly. We must give no place to the enemy, but pray and watch unto prayer. Said Christ, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified. John 17, verse 19. This is the work of every true follower of the meek and lowly Jesus. Unify, unify is the word spoken. Put away dissension. Put away fault-finding and accusing. Unity is strength. Since you do not admire the spirit of criticism, be careful not to criticize. Oh, when shall we answer Christ's prayer for unity? When shall we be one with him as he is one with the Father? Edson, my heart is heavy, very heavy. I fear much for Palmer. His assurances were so strong that he was trusted, but he will never again exert the influence for good that he might have exerted. I fear greatly that he will be a hindrance to you. I was unable to sleep last night because this burden rested so heavily upon me. I beg of you, my son, to keep very clearly on the Lord's side. Be true to principle. Let nothing lead you to do one wrong act. Do not speak one word that might arouse suspicions regarding the men bearing responsibilities in the General Conference. Do not sow seeds of mistrust. I have a most pointed message to bear regarding the necessity of coming into unity and refusing to join the enemy in accusing and criticizing. Be true to yourself, true to your brethren, and true to God. There must be no judging of one another. We are each to walk as in the sight of a holy God. Oh, how my heart has ached all day. I had not heard by voice or pen from anyone. But when I retired to rest, the whole scene of estrangement passed before me, and I saw what it means to us as a people. I will write more tomorrow, but I am too sick at heart to write more tonight. If you raise means for the Southern Missionary Society, this will in itself arouse unpleasant issues. But I have not seen how you could do otherwise. But do not cast reflections on the men in positions of trust in the General Conference. Were you in Elder Daniel's place, carrying the heavy burden that he carries, you might not do as well as he does. Edson, it pays to walk humbly with God. I beseech you to cherish no feelings of bitterness, for if you do, they will spring up to bear fruit, whereby many will be defiled.